Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth in Pennsylvania Politics. I'm your host, Don Nevels. Before we dig in tonight, I'd like to make something perfectly clear. I'd love to talk about positivity and positive things within the district and Pennsylvania. But with so much corruption, politicians working against us, you know, for their own gain, what is there to be positive about right now? Some people think I'm mad about losing the election, but here's the truth. I absolutely knew my chances were extremely slim to start. I think we all did. This district has been blue for over 100 years, and it's showing. Every handout, job given to relatives and friends, nepotism, which I hate so much. Family members rewarded, decisions in your favor, money handouts, and special treatment, whatever it is, whatever these politicians do for you, is a guaranteed vote for these parasites, and it absolutely shows. I'm not mad that I lost. I'm mad because we, the people, have been allowing these corrupt, in-it-for-themselves politicians to get away with whatever they wanted over the last 100 years. I, for one, am fed up, tired of sitting back while our district, our state, and our constitutional republic fall apart. Nobody else wanted to step up to make a real difference in this district, so I felt obligated to serve the people in my country again. I mean, after all, we're the ones that suffer for all their disastrous decisions, not them. Now, I ran for real change, but so many have been fed so much excrement piles over the decades that people can't even recognize someone who's truly in it for us. As I've said before, it's the biggest case of Stockholm syndrome that I've seen. I mean, how can you not look around and see what these officials do or don't do to our communities for their gain? Yet people vote by letter, the letter after your name, for the same thing over and over, expecting something to change. It truly is a disease. Now, before we go over the lawsuit tonight, and in case you haven't seen, the episode tonight is entitled McKeesport Corruption with a question mark. And I put that question mark there for a reason, because what we're going to be going over, you have to keep in mind that this is a lawsuit. It's public knowledge, but these are accusations. They're not facts yet. But I have to ask myself, why would somebody file such a suit and lie? I mean, the accusations in this lawsuit are extremely damning. And to demand a jury trial tells me they have evidence to present that will back up their accusations. The seriousness of this is unprecedented. I've never seen something like this before. We've heard about it maybe nationally. They're always hard to believe because you want to think that politicians that are elected want to do the right thing. But then we see all too much how there's corruption and ties to this and ties to that. So when I go over this tonight, keep in mind these are all accusations, but you have to think to yourself about the man and the company that filed this suit. This thing has everything, including intimidation, fraud, threats, constitutional violations, strong-arming, retribution, discrimination, political pressure, pack mentality, just like on the streets. And worst of all is the deception of the people they represent. Now, some say they should step down from their office immediately just based on the lawsuit, but you know that won't happen. However, if this is proven in a court of law, it should be immediate loss of their seat, and they should be doing some jail time as well. And remember, you just elected another club member to office as your state rep in Gurgley. He's part of the team. Also, keep in mind, the district solicitor for McKeesport, who will defend this suit or try to, he's part of the club as well. And I've never met a person that had anything good to say about him. All right, so now I'm going to go over this lawsuit with you because I believe that the public needs to hear about this. And again, this show is called Truth in PA Politics. It's not, my first few shows are about Republicans, but that's not what this show is about. It's about politics in general in Pennsylvania. I just happened to run as a Republican for office a couple times, and I wanted to, you know, talk about my experience. But this is about anything that I can find out that I believe the people need to hear. So this lawsuit was filed on February 23rd of this year between Pennsylvania Coach Lines and McKeesport Area School District, the city of McKeesport, Senator Brewster, Mayor Shirepko, Dennis Joseph Lupretto, Mark Holtzman, and Thomas Maglico, if that's how you pronounce it. Now, again, it's interesting because I see right here on the first page it says, jury trial demanded, not requested, not asked for, demanded. That says a lot for the person who filed this. So the first few pages of this just pretty much points out everybody individually, goes over some legalese. But I want to jump into talking about what this lawsuit revolves around. Now, keep in mind that the PA coach is the one that filed the lawsuit, and they provided school bus transportation for Pennsylvania school districts and their students. Prior to COVID-19, they served over 22 districts in western PA. Now, I've heard good stories and I've heard bad stories, but I can only imagine running a transportation company is not an easy feat. So anyway, they provided, as I said, before COVID, for over 22 schools. Until recently, PA Coach provided school bus transportation for McKeesport Area School District for almost two decades, almost 20 years, including most recently an agreement they entered into on December 5th of 2018. Now, there were very few, and this is stated in the lawsuit, there were very few, if any, problems in the business relationship between PA Coach and McKeesport Area School District until 2020. So for 20 years, they had no issues, or if they did have issues, they solved them and everything was taken care of. But what happened in 2020? Well, in 2020, the PA Coach president, David Sunstein, made it public knowledge to support Nicole Zuccarelli for the upcoming election in the PA state Senate seat, which includes McKeesport. So in other words, this guy that's been providing transportation to the school for 20 years has been fine, no problems. But now that he has expressed his constitutional right to vote for whoever he chooses, suddenly there's an issue with his transportation. So Ms. Nicole Zuccarelli's opponent, Senator Brewster, who ultimately won by 69 votes, remains closely allied political with McKeesport Mayor Michael Shirepko and the majority of the McKeesport Area School Board, including the former president, Dennis Joseph Lupretto, former board president, Mindy Lundberg, who is Mr. Shirepko's sister-in-law, and current McKeesport School District president, board president, LaToya Brown. Why isn't he so tight with the other mayors in the district? You know, he's only really concentrated on McKeesport all the time. You know, makes you wonder, you know, the things that make you go, hmm. So in the days, this is where it gets real interesting in the lawsuit. And like I said, you know, I was reading this over and I was pretty disheartened because I know some of the people that are named in here, and I had certain thoughts about them. And reading this, it startles me because I honestly hope that this is not what happened. You know, I really do. I really hope that the politicians are not taking advantage of the people like this lawsuit says they are. I hope the politicians don't care about the students like this lawsuit says they don't. So let's start off with, in the days leading up to November, and this is right in the lawsuit, the president of PA Coach was approached by the then president school board, president of the school board, who demanded that he stop supporting Nicole Ziccarelli and that he remove the political sign that he erected on his property in support of Ms. Ziccarelli as a favor. They wanted him to remove it as a favor because this is what the lawsuit says. Senator Brewster promised the school board president he would award his son with a job working for the Commonwealth of PA in Allentown. I really do pray that that's not true. I really do, because that's just terrible. So this was the first, apparently the first contact that was made to him in reference to this. But my question is, who gave the order? Who called it out to go talk to this guy and have him remove a sign because it opposes Brewster? I mean, are you kidding me? This is 2023. We're still playing with intimidation. Give me a break. Okay, among other threats, this is everything I'm reading here is in the lawsuit. Among other threats and exhortations, the words, you know how much trouble the city of McKeesport and McKeesport Area School District can cause if you don't support Senator Brewster? I mean, that's a direct threat. I'm just dumbfounded by this, and I can't believe that they would actually do this. I mean, it's one thing to maybe say something joking around, but even then you're not supposed to, especially in a position of authority. But if you joked around about it and laughed about it, no big deal. I mean, it is your right to choose who you want without fear of retaliation or retribution. So approximately 2 weeks later, school board president returned to the PA Coach garage and again demanded they remove the sign from Ms. Ziccarelli and threatened that there would be problems for Mr. Sustine and PA Coach if the sign didn't come down. Again, another direct threat. I mean, again, this is an accusation, and I'm going to be following this, and I would love to sit in on this and see the actual evidence, because there's a lot of things in here, and it's probably going to take more than just this show. There's a lot of things in here that I want to go over and make the public aware of it. Now, each time the president made those visits, he was acting in the capacity of the McKeesport Area School District School Board. And they believe from the lawsuit that Senator Brewster, through the president of the school board and others on the board, were politically positioned on that board by Senator Brewster. So the accusation is that Senator Brewster basically controls McKeesport through Mayor Sharepko, and then it just all trickles down. It's the good old boy club that I talked about that nobody, you know, well, I'm sure many, many actually believe it, but some don't want to. And they came at me saying, oh, there's no good old boy club, but I think that we're reading all about it right here. So also, Senator Brewster apparently accosted a PA Coach employee at his home demanding that he remove the sign supporting Nicole Ziccarelli. And they did not remove it. It's your right. It's your yard. It's a constitutional right. When Mr. Sunstein refused, as his political speech is protected as a matter of law and the right under the United States Constitution, he was threatened that there would be consequences for him and his business, including PA Coach. So here we go again with the threats and the lengths that politicians will go through to retain office, retain power, you know, not work for the people, work for themselves, work for their gain, work for their buddies and their families. I mean, this is the stuff that has to end. And this is why I'm doing this. So it goes into things now that McKee Sport decided they were going to file a lawsuit to get out of the contract PA coach. So they started feeding numbers back and forth to PA coach, saying that these were the numbers of the students, this is how many buses you're going to have. PA coach said, wow, we never had that many students. They went through this whole big thing in the lawsuit that they filed against PA coach. And in September of 21, they ultimately got out of the contract with PA coach. Now, that's something I want to get into on the next show, because it gets a little involved here, but I want you to understand clearly what this lawsuit says. So we're at the point now where this guy has been threatened, intimidated about showing his support for Nicole Zuccarelli and not for Senator Brewster. He's been threatened, and he has now been stripped of a contract from carrying students in the McKee Sport Area School District that he's done for the past 20 years. And like I said, we're going to get into that part of the lawsuit on the next show. But one thing I want to say is, look, we've had enough dirty politicians calling the shots, enriching themselves and lying to us at every turn. This might just be the tip of the iceberg as well. Probably is. Who knows how deep their schemes run? I tend to believe every word in this lawsuit, but I'm not making that accusation. But I have a hard time not believing it. But there's two things I want to point out on this lawsuit today that I think are just absolutely outrageous. So I'm going to skip ahead. We're going to talk about that other part on the next show, but just let me read these two things to you. Mr. Sunstein was told by McKee Sport Area School District board members that because he was not supporting Senator Brewster for Senate, no one on the McKee Sport Area School District School Board would help PA coach get or keep drivers, regardless of whether it resulted in their students losing transportation services. They were so hell-bent, what this says is they were so hell-bent on getting back at this guy, they didn't care who was inconvenienced, the parents, the students, if their education was altered because of it, they just wanted to get back at him. That is retribution. I mean, that's a lot of things. But then there's one other thing that really, oh man, this really gets to me. And I think that the public should, you know, if this is proven, so the public should really, really be pissed about this. By way of additional example, McKee Sport Area School District refused to permit 11 district students from forming a black student union because one of the students' mothers was running for McKee Sport mayor against Mr. Sirepko. Now listen to this. McKee Sport Area School District was ultimately sued by the ACLU of Pennsylvania and reached a settlement with the ACLU and the students involved, which tells me they were guilty. That statement right there sums up this whole lawsuit for me. That shows their guilt. They settled, and this should upset everybody. This is why we need to elect people that want to work for us and not for themselves and their personal gain. We have to get through that. But I wanted to leave you with those two things because that just blows my mind. I'm not out to get anyone. If you're doing your job by the book, as you were elected to do, you have nothing to hide. I'll even boost you if you're doing a good job. However, if you're a politician in a community leadership role or a decision maker for the masses, you can bet your bottom dollar I'll be there to ask questions and inform the people, whether I'm elected or not. These elected officials have seriously forgotten who they serve. They serve us. It's not the other way around, as the left in this area has allowed for 100 years. There should be way more people speaking up, yet they remain silent. It's like a street code. The swampy parties have become gangs for their agenda, and they don't care who gets in the way, including us. Now let's bring honesty and transparency back to politics and hold people, all these politicians, accountable for their actions. As I said, I'll be following this suit and keeping you informed. And look, I welcome anyone named in this suit to appear on my show for questions, answers, or explanations. Because that's what this is about. This is for the people. This is transparency for the people. I also want to thank the numerous people who have reached out to me in support of my actions, especially from McKeesport. I have had so many calls, messages, and emails from people in McKeesport of all different professions, all different walks of life, and they love the transparency that's going on. So thank you so much for that. I've had, like I said, tons of support for bringing these things to light. I ask you to keep your information coming to me, and I'll get it out there once it's verified. I absolutely enjoy doing and informing people about the truth and what we need to hear and what's going on behind the scenes. So I thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to back into that lawsuit. We're going to jump right into it next time. I'm going to cover all the rest of it in the next show. It's really going to be interesting. So I hope you all have a good week, and until the next time, fair winds and following seas.